Good evening and welcome to the Laughing Monkey Music Show. Kayvon, I'm Sammy Yaffa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm glad to be on. This is pretty awesome. As I was saying earlier, I've listened to you in so many different bands and so many different versions for so many years. Like you've been in
Know.
every, you're like in every cool band out there, you know, from obviously Hanoi Rocks, which is a big thing for me growing up. And then, you know, you do stuff with New York Dolls and you do your solo stuff and your and then Demolition. And then, you know, and Jerusalem was a really weird thing you did. That was a weird project because it didn't go very well. And when Mike was on, he had a few. It was pretty so bitter about that one. It was pretty rough. It was a bad financial deal, and it was a rough one for you guys.
We don't need to talk about
Well,
that.
no, I'm saying as out of that though, I think there's some pretty good tunes out of that though. But I'm glad you guys resurfaced as Jerusalem 23. So actually, no, so Demolition 23. Let's actually talk about that first, okay? Because I know you got a single out and a new album coming out, but you were busy touring with Demolition 23.
Well, not that busy. I mean, we did last year we did in October like six shows, and that was it. And this summer we're just gonna do one. So it's kind of like, we have the re-release of the album that we made in 1994 that came out last year as well. So that's why we kind of activated for a little bit. But it's a lot of fun, and because Nasty Suicide is in the band, and it's just three of us, so it's a lot of fun to play. And once we did those six shows together last October, we decided that it can't stop here, that we got to do some special, specially picked gigs. So that's what we're going to do.
That's really great. How did Nasty get back into? Because wasn't Nasty doing like, he was like a dentist or something? He was for pharmacy. He was doing the, like he took time out. Was like
He's
professionally.
nowadays like a high up in a big
Okay, yeah,
pharma,
he had a grown up job.
But he never stopped playing. He's always played for his fun, and he's, for fun, and his family are all musicians, and they put out a record, which is literally his daughter and his wife and his dad and his three brothers. And I
That's
mean, it's
cool.
just a family affair. So it's a really good record. Just check it out. It's just called Young Stanforce. It's not going under Nasty Suicide, so it
Okay.
goes under his real name. And we always, every time we play Helsinki, more or less with Michael's band, it's a Nasty usually shows up and comes up on stage and does some numbers, and so we never lost our brotherhood. So it's special when we get to play together again with Demolition. It's like extra nice.
So he has more time now than he did prior to not
He
being
had some
in.
health issues for a while, and
Okay.
now he's back, working his job and all that. So we have to kind of pick and choose around Nasty's availability these gigs. And so far, with these few shows that we've done, it's been no problem. So
Cool. I mean, just because of the fan, I mean, he was missing for so long and all the other Hanoi Rock stuff and so many other projects you've done with Mike, you know, so it's like, oh, you figure now maybe later on in his career, he's got more time or something. So it's good. It's good. He's healthy. He's doing better and he can do it. It's exciting as a fan, but you've also been super busy. You, in the past, you've had your book, your biography had it re-released as in English.
So
We talk about that a little bit because
some
that's
rare
pretty
bird
exciting.
books. It's just, I think it's heading to now, to we put the hard cover, and then we put the soft cover, and I think the pocketbook came out, and I think there's another version of it coming out soon. So it was a lot of fun, right? I mean, a lot of fun. I mean, I wrote it for like 3.5 years or something like that. I tried it with a couple of ghostwriters, and it just didn't work. So I wrote it myself first, and then I realized that it just got so out of hand with the stories and linearity and how much you can put into a, sorry,
That's okay.
how much stuff you can put into a book. So I needed somebody who can go through the material and edit it and put it together into a readable format. And it's this old friend of mine, this Finnish writer, Tommi Liimatta, who just came to my help and did a bang-up job with it. And then a couple of years after it came out here in Finland, I got contacted by Rare Bird Books and from San Francisco, and they wanted to put it out. And I went to the studio, and I read it as a what do you call it, as an audio
Audio,
book. As an audio book in English. And myself, instead of having a robot voice reading my life,
Well, no, but that's good. That's why I'm going to get it. It's actually on my list of books. I have so many books to read doing this show, but like that book, I don't usually do audiobooks, but the fact that you're doing the audio, I'm like, all right, I'll that checks out with me. Like I'll do that one with
People
me
seem
too.
to dig it, so it's
Yeah.
great.
That's good. And so obviously it's a digital book too, right? I didn't even look to see if it was digital. It's audio, obviously.
Yeah, it's audio, digital, and in paper,
Okay.
yeah, and cardboard.
That's your first book in English. That's your first English book, right, though? Because you have a couple
Yeah.
other books out there.
No.
Right? No, it's your first English book. You have the punk book, which is a cartoon one, right? I just look at your
Yeah.
website.
Yeah, I have a couple of books out. I did three books that were linked together with my TV show that I had here in
Yeah.
Europe, and those were pretty. They were fun. They were just basically kind of diaries of those trips. You know, I went to 18 different countries and checked out some crazy ass beautiful music, and I just wrote something up and collected some photos from those trips and put it out. And it would be cool to put
Those
those in English too.
are they in English or no?
No, not yet. It'll be
Because it
cool.
looked, I was trying to find it. I was on your site. I didn't realize you had that in the comment thing. I was like, oh, I knew you had your book. I was looking at it. I was like, that's really cool. So then I went back and I looked at the clips I could find of the show, which is a
Yeah.
great idea. And I wish I could see more of that because it'd be great, if it was out there, the full shows.
Yeah, it was out on, I can't remember, on public access channels in US for a while, and I think if you can dig deep enough, then you can find it. But it was out here in Netflix Scandinavia, and it's we sold it to 20, 24, 25 different countries now, and so it's knocking out there. And there's DVDs through Arte, you know, ARTE. There's
Okay.
DVDs available for it and all that kind of stuff. So it's there.
I like the idea. What brought the idea of you going out and doing that? It's pretty cool.
It was just a lucky coincidence in a way. It's Anthony Bourdain's team got in touch with me, like,
Oh.
you know, some years ago in 2000, and would have been like 13, 14, something like that. And you know, because I lived in New York at that time, I lived in New York until 2014, and what happened was that a friend of mine's bar, friend of mine who owns a bar called Otto's Shrunken Head on 14th Street, this lady Nell just called me one day and said that Anthony Bourdain's producers are looking for some people, you know, who are from Finland here in New York, and you know, I suggested you. And I was like, well, I'm not the right guy. I haven't lived there since 1980, so it's kind of, I'm not the one to tell you about, you know, the finer aspects of Finnish culinary
Yeah.
business. And but they didn't seem to care for it, and I met up with them, and then after a couple of meetings they asked if I could be on the camera, and I happened to be in Finland at that same time, and I just stayed an extra week and hung out with Anthony for a week, which was completely crazy and beautiful and fucking amazing. And while we were shooting, I just started thinking that why hasn't really this been done with music, because it's just as individual to each place and culture, and it's a great way to get to know people and to talk about, you know, society and humanity and religions and you name it. It's a great overall thing. So we pitched it to the Finland's BBC here called Yle, and they gave us a budget, and we ended up doing three seasons of it and went to 18 countries, and it was mind-blowing experience.
I knew you did the Bourdain thing. I saw that one. I loved it. That one, and I mean, he's got a couple ones with musicians that are always the best musicians. And so you being on there just totally made sense. So, but it was really enjoyable. But I didn't realize that was from that show. It kind of pushed off because
Yeah, that's
now
kind of
there's a
kicked
lot
it
of
off.
shows that do that. But I think it's interesting because I mean, with food, he was meeting people. But I think even bigger, I do think with music, you can touch people even without food because there's a spirituality. Like music
Yeah.
transcends so many different levels than besides. I dig towards food, but I mean, food has some kind of limits
You
when
can
meeting
eat or
people.
you can taste it on the screen, you
Yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah. Some
music
people,
you can listen
don't
to.
eat, don't like certain foods, but almost everybody listens to music. Almost.
Yeah.
I've met people that don't, and I don't know. I can't trust them. There are people that
Yeah.
don't like music, but most people have some kind of connection to music, whether it's just religious or growing up.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I'm excited. That's one thing I'm gonna pursue is I want to see that series. I know.
Yeah,
I'd love to see it out there.
it's very interesting. It's, you know, like outlooks on like how what music is for and how it, you know, why is it made and all that. It's not only about the buck, like we've been doing it here for a long time, you know what I mean? That it has different kinds of purposes and all that. It was very eye-opening, and you know, one of my favorite things that I've done in my life.
You had to do it on someone else's dime, someone's show, so they were paying you to go out and do it. So it wasn't even like you had to go on vacation to do it. You're like, I get to get paid to go out and play music with all these other people. Never fun
Yeah,
time.
it's like
Oh,
I
twist
didn't
my
really
arm.
play with them. I jammed a couple of times, but it was basically I was just interviewing and digging into through their mouths about
Yeah.
their culture and the country and all that. And it really wasn't a vacation. It was fucking, it was like
That's hard.
really serious work. And our camera guy almost died in Ethiopia. He got some bacteria and we had to fly him back to Finland. And if he had been like 6 hours late, he would have died. And it was like, we started counting our van times, that how many hours we can accumulate in 1 week in one place. And I think the winner was like 90 hours or something like that. It was,
Wow.
yeah. So it was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun too. And most of the fixes that I had in on the TV series were my old friends that I had met through my travels, with bands and all that, and I'm just connected. And I just realized that I have fucking friends everywhere on this planet. If I need to go to Greenland, I'd probably find some guy from there. Like, hey man, I don't remember we hung out. Blah blah. And it was really a fucking blast. It really was. Look at that. You got your ball in your mouth.
He's a big guy. He's a big guy, huh?
Yeah, big lady.
Lady,
Arr.
sorry.
Yeah.
So, a video popped up this week in my feed. You have a new
What's
video.
that?
Or, I said, so a video popped up in my feed this week of you.
Yeah.
I follow you to begin with, anyhow. So, the new video popped up. I was surprised and pleasantly surprised. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it just came out like, a week or two ago, and it's another case of kind of like friends get together and you realize who your real friends are in a way. It's the whole crew came together from, the camera guy was that guy from the soundtracker who almost died. He just said like, well, let me come and shoot it for you. And he's one of the best cinematographers there is. And the guy who did the lighting and directed it is this Finnish light designer called Mikki Kunttu, who's literally done the Cirque du Soleil and Eurovision Song Contest and freaking Philharmonic operas in New York and all this kind
Wow.
of shit. Like big time lighting guy. And he just was like, hey, I heard you're making a video. Do you think I could come and fix the lights for you? I was like, fucking twist my arm. So got
Wow.
really lucky, a nasty, nasty place on the song. So he came and I remember it was like a winter storm here in Finland, and it was really like not the best time to go out, but we went there one afternoon in a warehouse and got that together.
It looks good. And I heard the song and I hear saxophone silhouetted in the back. I'm like, well, that's saxophone. And I didn't at first, I'm like, it's gotta be. And I scrolled down to the credits of who it was, being Michael. I'm like, it could not be him,
Yeah, it was
a
Michael, but it
saxophone.
wasn't
Oh
Michael
yeah.
behind the screen. I have a saxophone, so I pretend to be Michael. Yep. Cat's out of
It was some kind of
the
trick.
bag now.
I figured it's some kind of trick because you didn't get to see him, and I figured it was something for some reason, or it was like shot somewhere else, added to the video, or I'm saying some kind of
Yeah,
artsy trick.
he was too far away. He was like, I think like 300 miles away. It would have been a pain in the ass to get him over there. And as I said, it was a snowstorm and all this kind of shit. So yeah. So I just thought like, well, I got a saxophone. I'll go behind the sheet and pretend to be him.
Well, yeah, it's fine. It's fun because it's a fun video, and I mean, he actually plays on it, so it sounds like it's his style. So
Yeah, plays
that's the
his
most
ass off
important part
again.
is the music. The video is just it's eye candy to get that to get it in your ears is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's fun. So that actually is you have a new album coming out too,
Yeah,
or?
it's coming out on March 9th, I think. And it's coming out here in Finland through Ballila Music House, and worldwide it's going to be on Cargo Records. So that's where you can head over and just, come to my website or basically come to my Instagram. That's where
Your Instagram.
I'm usually, it's I'm trying to limit my doings to as little as possible of those things, but you got to do it.
Well, on your website, your last update was pretty much mostly your first solo album.
Yeah, I haven't
So,
touched that website in months.
yeah.
Websites are kind of like that. You put them up and then you forget about them.
Yeah, they
I
are
should get
actually.
more active on it.
They're like a ghost town sometimes that people
I
just
know,
they just leave them
totally.
there. They So it is. It I think I almost think as an artist would be better because then you can just put everything there, and then have everything go off to your other things. Social media
Yeah,
go there, but
exactly.
Instagram is the one that seems to be the easiest
Yeah.
for everybody. I
Yeah.
mean,
TikTok, I don't know. I'm not going to
wow.
TikTok. That's just like, oh, come on. It's already giving me stress.
It is,
Thinking about it.
and it's hard because you have to, everything has to be crunched down into a certain time frame.
Yeah,
And
it's really
that is the
hard.
opposite of being creative. That's just being
Yeah.
like a cookie cutter thing. That's not
Yep.
creative.
Yep.
You know,
Exactly.
so I don't do it either. It's just not important to me, you know. It's
Yeah.
just who cares?
Yeah.
So with this album, are you going to do some touring as with you and Nasty or?
It's me and my touring band, which is Linda and Burton from the Finnish band Him. And this is my
Oh, wow.
old friend Janne Haavisto, who plays drums. That's basically my band for four of us, and we go out with that. But for the Helsinki show, there's going to be some special guests and stuff like that. And we're going to do just a few shows here now in March. In March coming up soon, and then it kicks on a high gear with Michael with international things and Finnish tours and festivals. And there's the Demolition 23 gig in the summer, so I'm going to be very busy during the summer. Plus, I need to take some time off during the summer too. So it's we're going to get on the road again in the fall with my solo band, and then see if we can get to some foreign countries as well.
Yeah, it'd be nice to, are you doing so what like with all your gigs, anything in the US coming over? Because
No, not right now. It's US is kind of difficult for us because we get a good crowd on the coast, you know. But otherwise, you know, there's no use of us going to St. Louis to play, you know. It's
no, I hear you. I hear you.
nobody's
It's
gonna show up. So it's kind of tricky, and the prices of the working permits and all this kind of stuff, what they are, it's just if we come over there, we usually lose money or we barely break even, so it's not really in our sites, which is, I'm
Well,
sorry to
yeah.
say, you know what I
No,
mean?
no, no. I bring that up a lot in the show, and
Yeah,
I've talked. It's one of those things I
but
started with the show.
we have a new manager who's kicking ass, so
Okay.
you never know, there has been
I
some
hope they're a
talk.
magician because this is a struggle for everybody. Because
Yeah,
it's what is
exactly.
it like? Visas are like $5,000 to $10,000 per musician to get into the country, and then there's like paperwork issues. It's a
Yeah,
nightmare. And
it's, I
then,
think it's 3,500 for Finnish
right.
people,
And
but you know,
then,
we're 11 people coming, you know,
yeah.
it's fuck.
And then you get tax going in, and then you sell merch in the country, you get tax on the merch you sell, and then on top of that, you get another tax on top of that. So the
Yeah.
merch really just comes almost like negative at some point.
It's pretty crazy. It's
You
not
yeah,
good.
for a band from Europe to tour, it's got to be like either a mega bill with somebody.
Yeah, you have to be a certain level. You have to be
Yeah.
playing like theaters in order to make it, you know, work. Otherwise, you won't.
That's why I figured maybe some special gigs with Michael and then some, a bunch of different ones when you're in the States and throw a couple of things together if something was going on like that.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
a tour is not, the best for
No.
anybody right now.
No.
Europe is more forgiving. But with Brexit, though, hasn't it been more challenging there too, touring in
Well,
now?
it seems to be challenging for the Brits more than for us to go there and play, because we've done a couple of tours now with Michael since Brexit, and he has worked fine. It hasn't been any problem. But for the Brit bands to come play in Europe, it's difficult. It was maybe the stupidest plan ever.
Yeah.
But they did it, so now, you know, they're kind of paying the consequences for it. But I don't know.
That's yeah, they were complaining. The bands didn't want to do it either. That was the government that the bands were fighting and doing what they could to fight it.
Yeah.
I know Glenn from the Sex Pistols was fighting it. He was doing a bunch of things. I know a lot of people were fighting it,
Oh
but it was
yeah.
ridiculous,
Oh yeah, it is. It's absolutely just, yeah. Oh, I won't ever
It
think
makes
about it.
And the US isn't any better with support for musicians. Although I think, and I've gotten the impression when I talked to Michael, maybe you can even add to it. He says like Finland is pretty supportive of music because like I think he had like studio like supported financially by the government at
Yeah, you can
times.
get some government grants to help you out with, you know, the touring expenses, but you know, if you get them. But you know how helpful the government is, you know, came to reality with the COVID,
Right.
and they literally just ignored our business completely. It's most of the grants and the help went to the to other Finnish industries. They don't really think that the music business is an industry, even though it brings some, you know, a few billion a year into the Finnish, you know, nation's coffers, and it's not only about us, it's about the roadies, it's about the clubs, it's about the bartenders, it's about, it's a huge amount of people that, you know, this industry employs. Especially in the summer, Finland is one of the most active with festivals in the world. I mean, it's a small country, it's only 5 million people, but I think we have something like 120 festivals here every summer, which is just fucking madness. In Finland, people like to go out to the festivals and go to the sun and have a good time and all that. It's pretty amazing. But the reality is that they are not easy to come by, the grants and all that, you know, but because there's a lot of artists looking for the grants because it's hard to make a living with only your art, whether it's literature or, you know, acting or music or whatever. It's just very hard to make a living in Finland only doing that because it's such a small country. So, you know, it's a good thing that the government is supporting it so they can keep the culture alive.
I think, yes, Michael, I thought Michael said something like they helped get a grant to do the album, one of his albums, I think he said.
Yeah, you get a little bit. You can get a little bit, yes.
That's cool. You're not going to get it over here in America.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing. No, you get a kick in the butt.
U.S. is a different story altogether, man. I went through it for, 27 years or something. You know, it's you don't get money for a radio play. You know, over here, you get money for a radio play. If your song is played on the radio, ching, there's a, you know.
Really?
It's your bank accounts. Absolutely. It's over there. It's considered independent promotion or something for the bands, you know what I mean? Oh, just come, you know, we play your song. It's promotion for you. We don't need, you know, meanwhile, they're getting millions in advertising. It's a funny business over there.
You know, and then just continue over to the Spotify and streaming just made it that much worse for everybody else now.
Don't go.
But I mean, here's the irony, though. Like, all the radio stations that were doing that to the artists and they weren't paying the artists, now streaming is destroying all the radio stations for the same thing they did to the artists. So there is a slight irony in there. I mean, the artists are still getting screwed, but the radio stations are also getting bit by the same thing that they did to somebody
same
else.
Same thing that they did before, exactly.
So I hear them complain about it. I'm like, I think you should look a little bit, look within yourselves.
Yeah,
problem game a little deeper.
Look in the mirror. Yeah, exactly. Mirror.
So, yeah. I mean, what's kind of interesting is like the music scene is gone on some level more kind of do it yourself, kind of like punky or kind of like when you first started out. I don't know if you see that. Like, because a lot of it is now is do it yourself, like with the music recording and like your friends are talented. Obviously, your friends are super talented. They're not like, college level, you can do a lot at home. You can do a lot. You can finance it. You can GoFundMe. It's a lot more individualized now without needing the big record labels. I like to call the record labels the banks, you know, because you don't need that as much now.
Yeah, exactly. It's healthy. I think it's good. And it's like, as much as I hate the Spotify's business model and any of these streaming services' business models, it's at the same time, but you know, Spotify and these things, they are good because you do. It's like I'm thinking about when I was a kid, you know, if I had access to all this music, I would have fucking lost it.
Yeah, I get it.
It was very hard to find music and then to get an actual copy of a, you know, let's say a new Alice Cooper record in 1974 in Finland. You know, it was like it took a little bit of effort to get it. But nowadays, I can go and find Slim Harpo records, and you know, it's there's a positive side to the very negative side too.
There is, and I think I like when I was younger, I didn't have any money, so like I've had a friend have like one of the things. A lot of my friends are into rock, so I listen to a lot of rock stuff. And I can make copies of the tapes.
Yeah,
I put a tape in, and it'd be like a radio station nearby, you know, relatively like a college station, and they would play punk. So I put a tape in, like one of those long.
Yeah,
cassette tapes in. I would just record it. I wouldn't even know the names of half the bands. And as an adult later on, I'm like, oh, that was the damn. That was like, I knew all these songs.
Yeah.
But because the resources weren't there, you do anything to hear it.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Less. So now, I'm I have so much music down. I'm like drowning in it because it's just so much.
I know.
You know, I get so much sent to me now. Like it's funny. It's like I saw your video pop. Your new video popped up on my YouTube feed.
Yeah. Right.
So I subscribe to it, so I follow you. Prior to this, anyhow, so and I was like, "Oh, this is exciting! Kind of fun timing because I knew you were doing other stuff as we were talking prior to this." And I said, "Oh, that's really cool. We'll bring it up." But I get like 20 to 30 albums, you know, sent to me from labels and stuff all the time, so it's a lot to listen to. So when I have something that I'm not looking for, like your music pop in,
right,
kind of like exciting again, like as a kid, you're like, like unwrapping the cassette and that smell, or a vinyl album when you open the vinyl and you see all the pictures of the band in it and stuff. There's a mystery. So, that's kind of the fun part.
So I'm big on vinyl, and I need to listen to vinyl at all times. You know what I mean?
I do.
It's,
I've got vinyl all around me in my whole house.
yeah.
I
Yep.
prior to the coolness of it, I just always had vinyl, and I loved to actually for a while that vinyl went down. It allowed me to go out and buy a lot of stuff in my collection affordably,
Yeah.
because no one wanted it, so I was like buying all the
Exactly.
vinyl up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now it's like $40 again for an album. You're like, oh,
Yeah, and we're right back up there. But it's healthy that that's the industry, because that's really the only way that, bands, like, well, for my solo stuff especially, it's the way to make money out of your music is to take that shit on the road and sell it at the merch stand. That's the only way to kind of get it. I mean, of course, I do get a cut from whatever the record labels are doing, but I buy the records myself for the tour, and
And you flip
make at
them.
least my money back from the recording expenses. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Of
you have to
course.
deal with like a small business person. It's not all fun,
No, no. You got to bring some food and some grub on the table.
Well, you do, and it's expensive. It's
Is.
like a. I saw you did ceramics too, I think, for a while. You're doing some stuff with your wife as an artist, right?
Yeah, it's a kind of popped up during the COVID thing, and we have very good friends who are, hardcore professionals and make a living out of doing, ceramics, and we just ended up on their class because we got free gift voucher from one of Mary's sisters for Mary's birthday or something, and we just ended up going there and hang out with these people and make some ceramics, so we just got completely hooked on it. And bought our own kiln and started doing stuff, and Mary's been more active on it than I have been, which I'm sorry to say, but she got the more successful line than I did. We do it when we can. It's one of these things that we both like to do it more serious and spend more time with it, but it's just, with both of our work, it's kind of impossible. She's a photojournalist and freelance photographer, so she's kind of in the same boat as I am. You have to create your own work and take the gigs that you can, and that's the way it rolls.
What a lot of creativity going on in that household. I mean, it's pretty
Yeah,
cool, you know.
I'm lucky. We're lucky.
It's really nice, because I saw that and I clicked just the link though on your website for the ceramic thing. I don't know if the website's up anymore. The link for it, that page, it's not
Yeah,
working.
it
But I
should be
want
up. Yeah,
it
cold
didn't
top and ceramics. Yeah.
yeah it didn't bring me directly to it. I'll have to Google it separately then.
Oh, all
On the
right.
website, it didn't work on it. I was trying to check it out.
Oh, I have to check it out.
A
Yeah.
couple things on that ghost town of a website.
Yeah, exactly. Clean the webs,
After, yeah,
and check
clear some
some
webs
lags.
away. But
Yeah.
I do want to say, Joe, all joking aside, it's a good website. I got it on my other page here. It's the video, the graphics are good. It's very, it's detailed. It has everything broken down and organized. You have a biography, your albums there. It
Yeah.
just, you haven't done it in a few months. I'm just joking about, like, I see a lot of websites that aren't nothing on them.
Yeah.
This is a good website. It just,
Yeah, it's
you don't,
just that, I have to be active with it, and it's just like I do so many different things that I don't really I'm having a hard time finding time to kind of, like, at the end of the night, go and sit and start tinkering with my website. You know what I mean? I should do it, but it's I have other stuff going on.
Like, I can't even clean my car half the time. Keep it. I'm not going to judge you about a website when you're busy with your career. So, this is awesome. So, new album coming out March. People, there is the obviously the book, the audio book to check out. All the digital versions out there. Is it Rare Birds? They can go
Yeah,
to
Rare
buy it.
Bird
To
books.
get the
Yeah.
books, I'm hoping that we'll see the punk one and the other books translated to English at some point.
Yeah. The children's book, the cartoon, the comic book, that would be the one I really would like to get translated, because it's a hysterical, fucking crazy story. And it's another one of those that, hey, I can do a comic book, and because I've been drawing my whole life, and like telling stories, and then I started doing it, and I thought it was going to take me like a month or two, and it ended up being like 8 months and a shitload of work. But at the end of it all, it was very giving, and it was a really cool journey.
And so the next one is you need to do a comic book version of your life.
Yeah.
You could combine them and write a biography, but just do it as a comic book. It would have been
Yeah,
two birds,
exactly.
one stone
Yeah.
type of deal.
Actually, this book came about because I thought about doing this like short cartoon strips about what happened to Nasty Suicide, because he was the unluckiest man alive when he was in Hanoi. It's like all the bad shit happened to him, and they were usually fucking hysterical, and it usually happened because it was too wasted or something. And I just started, I based that character Punky, the punk, the
Yeah.
little kid who's like 8-year-old kid, it's with the punk ethos, I kind of based it on Nasty Suicide.
I love that. That's good.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. I think I did say one of the things that's great about your band, and actually it seems like I'm not going to dog American bands, but it seems like despite everything that goes on with the dynamics of Hanoi Rocks, there's a real brotherhood there. Sometimes some people get a little bumpier at times. That's life. But there's a brotherhood there that you just can't touch. And a lot of bands are fighting, and you see it. They can't be in the same room together on tour. And you
Yeah.
guys, are still hanging out in each other's projects all these years. That's cool.
Yeah, we just have that one difficult child in our family, but otherwise it's good.
Yeah, we do. But we all love our redhead stepchild,
Yes, absolutely. We love the difficult ones too.
you have to. That's why you love them the most, right? They need the
Yeah.
most attention,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
they're family,
Yeah,
You do
absolutely.
love them, but it is good though that you guys have that magic. And the brotherhood, I think, makes it that much more fun as a fan to know how sincere it is. I think because, yeah, as a fan, you see like a couple bands, and you're like, I know like this band's kind of like dialing it in. They sound good, but behind the scenes, they're
Yeah.
taking, separate cars and separate whatever. But you guys are like hanging out, not doing anything. Like you guys will have dinner together just because you're friends. So
Yeah. Yeah.
that the music is what the lyrics are in the band and the sweat and you play in the clubs. It's real. It's the real deal,
Yeah.
you're not putting a show on, and that's exciting as a
And
fan of music.
we were so young then. I mean, when we started Hanoi Rocks, I was 16, and when the band broke up, I was 21. It's the same thing. It's like Nasty's the same age as me, and Michael and Andy are 1 year older. We were so young when that like really intense 5 years happened. So it kind of forced us into this. It was our
Well, I
little.
know, but some bands from the 80s. We're so forced into it, they don't talk anymore after that.
Yeah.
Once the, you know what I'm saying? So it could have gone the other way. To be so
Yeah.
young and
Yeah.
still have friends from back then and go through so much
Exactly.
is pretty amazing. You
Yeah.
could probably write a good book like nasty type stories, some business stuff. You could probably do like one of those manuals, you know what I mean? Like a type of, on the road type of things, to watch out for, and these things happen. The tongue in
Yeah,
cheek,
exactly.
little
Yeah.
cartoons in it. It'd be a fun
Yeah.
book,
Yeah.
because I know you have a lot of free time, so I'm just going to throw that out there at you, because all your free time.
Yeah.
This has been awesome. I want to thank you. I'm hoping I can see you either solo or Michael's band or Demolition 23.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you say, is there going to be another album down the road, though, with Demolition? You guys going to do?
No, we haven't had
No.
no plans for recording new stuff for Demolition, but we are literally in the studio right now. Me and Carl got done with our parts. We put a new Monroe record, and Michael's doing vocals now, and with Rich and Steve in a studio in Finland, and that should see the day of light at the end of the year for Christmas. So new
Oh,
Monroe
that'd be
stuff,
nice.
yeah. And my Satan's Helpers, War Laser Eyes, and the Money Pig Circus is coming out soon to a website near you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the artwork on your Instagram. I thought it was pretty a cool name.
Yeah.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where did that title come from?
It just came out of my stupid ass head. That's all I can say.
It's funny. It's a good name. It's a good name. So I want to encourage people, click on the links below the show. Support Sammy and all of his gigs. I mean, obviously you follow my show. You're a true music lover anyhow. So
Yeah.
just alerting everybody, there's more stuff out there. Sammy, I want to
Yeah.
thank you for being on the show. This has been fantastic, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. My pleasure. Till next
Until
time, right?
next time.